Democrats suffered another setback this week when support faded for a measure over the word genocide. The proposal would apply that label to the mass killings of Armenians in what is now Turkey. It happened back in 1915. The resolution passed a House committee, but political support waned in the face of criticism that it would harm American relations with Turkey. This morning we have reaction from a Los Angeles suburb that's home to the nation's largest Armenian population. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Armenians from all over the world have made Glendale, California their home. They make up about 40% of the city's population. Their music, food, and culture give the community a distinct flavor.
Armenian restaurants and Armenian everything. Everything is Armenian.
At Rafi's restaurant, Alice Mokorian talks about her heritage and history. She's nearly 80 years old, born on April 24th, Armenian Remembrance Day, a day to mark what many say was the beginning of genocide by the Turkish Ottoman Empire.
My mother's parents were lost in the genocide. They were massacred.
Like many Armenian Americans, Mokorian looks forward to an official U.S. acknowledgement that 1.5 million Armenians were systematically killed. But there are some politicians who shy away from the implications of making an official declaration. Others deny there was even a genocide. That just fuels the passions of people like Alice Mokorian, who continue to press the issue more than 90 years later.
We're Armenian. Hot blood. So we want our youth to know what has happened in the past. It's very important for us.
Every single Armenian family has a story, a terrible story as to what happened.
Glendale's mayor, Ara Najarian, gets choked up whenever he recalls his own family's stories.
My grandfather, on my dad's side, relayed to me how he saw his father beheaded in front of his own eyes. And on my mother's side, I heard the story of how my great-grandmother at that time threw herself into the river to commit suicide rather than to be raped and abused and eventually executed by the Turkish soldiers.
10 years ago, the state of California officially recognized the Armenian genocide. Glendale Mayor Najarian says he still hopes politicians in Washington will follow suit.
It certainly isn't going to bring back loved ones from four generations ago, but it's just a recognition of the historical truth.
Najarian and others point out that world leaders have acknowledged the events of 1915. Even Adolf Hitler allegedly asked, who, after all, speaks today of the annihilation of the Armenians? More than 20 nations have officially condemned the atrocities. Even George Bush referred to the terrible events in a presidential message 6 years ago. But this week, President Bush urged Congress not to risk antagonizing Turkey's military support. That upset Glendale's Armenian community.
I'm appalled. I'm surprised. And I'm in many ways disgusted. Why are we playing politics with this?
Larry Zarian was the city's first Armenian mayor and hosts a local cable TV show. Zarian says Bush is backing away from an election promise to officially condemn what happened to the Armenians.
This is about humanity and about 1.5 million people that perished 92 years ago. Let's do the right thing. Let's put this behind us. Turkey needs us more than we need them. Turkey is going to be our ally. Turkey cannot do without the United States of America. Why are we so worried?
Zarian and others in Glendale say even if the current resolution dies in Washington, they'll continue to crusade to put the Armenian genocide on record. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.